Welcome to the 7th dsmith.org podcast, reporting from Newport. I'm Doug Smith. I've been down here in Newport Beach, California, this last week of January 2006, teaching a series of public seminars that possibly you've seen the announcement for on my website. But I'd like to interview a couple of the people and see what is it an engineer looks for when they come to a technical seminar like this. What would they like to go away with that would help them in their job? So we're here. It's Friday morning. And we're getting ready to start probably in about a half hour. And so I have KC from Raleigh, North Carolina. And so, KC, what is it that you look for when you come to a technical course like this?
Well, actually, I look for a blend, I suppose, of theory and practicality. Theory's good. You need to know the theory behind what you're implementing. But at the same time, you want to have a good bunch of stuff that you can go back and use right away. Better yet, stuff that you can use while you're there. So hands-on is always a really nice addition. It kind of reinforces the practical aspect. Above all, you really want, regardless of whether it's theory or practical or both, you really want a teacher who's good, which means they know their stuff and they're enthusiastic about it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have Frank from Lake Forest here, and Frank, the question is, when you come to a technical seminar, what is it you're looking for? What do you want to go away with to take back to your job?
Well, the main thing we look for, at least what I look for, is technical information or skills or things I can use to actually do my job. Especially if your manager paid for it, he's going to want to see that he got his money's worth. But yeah, you're looking for something you don't know, something that you can learn from that you can actually apply to your work.
Practical things.
Practical things, yes.
As opposed to mathematical theory, which tends to put people to sleep.
Well, I have to tell you something. You know, if you go to a class where it's just a bunch of mathematical theory, you tend to fall asleep because, first of all, you can't really apply that directly. You're looking for something that you can really actually use at your job.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The preferences you heard there from KC and Frank definitely agree with that I've heard from other people, including my own personal preferences. In fact, I've discovered a long time ago why college courses are generally 1 hour separated by a day. So like 1 hour on Monday, Wednesday, Friday for an engineering course. It's because it takes 2 days for an hour's worth of equations to sink in, at least my brain anyway. And so if you have a course that's got a lot of math in one day, you just can't, it's just overload. You can't handle it. So that's why I think people generally prefer practical courses. And engineers just love hands-on kind of an experiments, which I do a lot of in my seminars and other people do as well. So for those of you who are giving courses out there, keep them practical. I think that's what people want. So thanks for listening, and next podcast will be coming along in a few days.